What's up, everybody? It's good to have you here joining us tonight. Thank you for being on the program with us. I am glad that you're tuning in live from all over the world. We're excited, and man, do we have a show that is going to blow your mind. And so as you're jumping in right now and people are logging on, we want to invite you to join us in the Super Chat. And we've got a lot of stuff we're going to share with you tonight. Man, we got a crazy wild program lined up for us today. We're going to be talking about the Pride Marches On. This is the beginning of Pride Month, and so we have some video clips that we're going to show you and other things. You're going to be blown away by what you're going to see tonight. Here's what we need you to do, though. As you're logging in, please make sure that you are sharing the feed. Make sure that you are liking and subscribing. If you have not done that, we would really appreciate that. We want to thank you for joining us here today. Well, in just a few moments, we're going to start playing some clips for you, showing you some multimedia post that's going to blow your mind. All over America right now, Pride Month has begun, and I am utterly shocked at some of the images and things that we are seeing, and it's being portrayed specifically to our children around the world, not only in America, but around the world. And I hope that you are paying attention, because if you're not, you need to be. Darkness is pressing in on America, pressing in on us all, and we need to wake up and pay attention to what is going on in our community. Well, I'm here tonight, today, joined by my trusty sidekick, Noah Erickson, who has his finger on the button. We always say it's the nuclear button, but it really is like the nuclear button. And then also, I'm joined by the beautiful and intelligent Miss Danielle Gibson. Again, Danielle, everybody every week says that you're their favorite. I don't know why. I'm the host of the show. I should be the favorite, but you're the favorite.
Well, it's okay. It's all right.
Yeah. So anyhow, I don't know why everybody says. I guess she's probably just easier to look at. She's definitely smarter than most of us in this room. Well, guys, as you're jumping in on the chat, we want to invite you to let us know your comments tonight. Let us know what you think about everything that's going on and everything that we're talking about. Again, we don't want this to be a monologue. We want this to be a dialogue, and we love to respond to all of your comments. And I really am so thankful for all of you that are joining us today. Well, as you know, Pride Month has begun, and all across America, we're seeing images filling our television screens, our multimedia outlets, our social media outlets. Images of things that most of us don't even want to look at. And some of these images that we're watching are just shocking in that it's almost like they're grooming children.
And I don't think it's almost like. I'm pretty sure.
They are grooming children.
Yeah, yeah, it seems like they are definitely grooming our children. And so today, what we want to do is we want to take you on a little journey, and we're going to show you some things that, again, are going to shock you. I do want to warn you in advance that some of these images are rated R. Now, we're not going to show nudity, but if you have little ones who are watching this, they're going to get an idea of what's going to go on and or what's going on, and you're going to have to do some explaining, which you're probably already having to do. So I can't necessarily say that that this is going to be the cleanest show that we've ever done. And we are also not going to be bashing anybody. That's not our goal tonight, to bash anybody. Our goal is to just show you the truth and let you see what's going on, make you aware so that you can make some very informed decisions and know how to make a stand. And we've got, I've got in front of me a piece of paper that has a ton of clips on it that Noah has put together for us. And what we would like to do right now is we would like for you to address your attention to the video. We're going to take you on a little journey here through several different things so that you can see exactly what is going on in America in case you've had your head buried in the sand and you've not been able to see what is happening in our nation and around the world. So prepare to be shocked today. Prepare to be, for some of you, prepare to be angry. Prepare to be upset. You're going to be, I believe, rightfully shocked by what you're about to see and what you're about to hear. So Noah, I'm going to turn this over to you for just a moment, and I'm going to give you the opportunity to talk about each one of these articles for just a second, and then maybe play it for the people if you can.
All right. So I have edited these as much as possible. If I missed any foul language or anything, I apologize. But I definitely spent some time editing it out. So this first one's pretty high profile. You have probably seen it, but we may have a little more context for you. Let's go right here. So this is, do we have audio on that, Pastor?
No, we do not have any audio on that at all. So let's.
There it is. So this is the high-profile drag show in Dallas, Texas, and that is a bunch of kids right there. This performer is performing for them. We're going to go around and get some tips from little kiddies here. That neon sign that the gentleman's kind of partially covering, I'll go ahead and tell you what that says. That says, it's not going to lick itself. That is the motto of this club right here. Like I said, this one's fairly high-profile, but this is not the only one. This is another one that just happened in San Francisco. This one was organized by a middle school in San Francisco.
A middle school. Did I understand that right? Middle school?
Middle school.
And I apologize about the audio levels. We'll be fixing that as we go along here. So this performer, the kids are really liking it. This is, again, these are middle school children that are watching this. And it's going to get interesting here in just a moment. Hey, we're trying to pull a kid into the dance, not getting a tip. Okay, and that did not take off, so at least we've got that. And we're going to come back. And do you remember the clip we watched last week in talking about 2 pounds of fake hair and all the wigs? Well, here we go. Wig one, wig two, wig three, and the crowd goes wild. So that's in the middle school right there.
There was another wig.
Okay. So this individual has removed 4 wigs to great applause.
And these are all children.
These are middle school children. First clip was Dallas. This is San Francisco.
Before we go to the next one, can I ask a question here? I don't know. What in the world does this have to do with education?
It doesn't.
And why in the world are we allowing this in a middle school? This just, it really makes me upset. Guys in the chat room, what do y'all think about just these few things that you've seen right now? I don't know, it just blows my mind that we would allow this in school.
Yeah.
So, since they're allowing in this school, I think I need to be able to go in and preach the gospel.
You should take a box of Bibles, but I think that's illegal in different places too. Maybe not illegal, but not allowed.
Yeah, that's not allowed. Someone who's done some school outreach in the past, I'm not entirely sure about Tennessee. I know when I lived in Hawaii, the standard, and this is in the early 2000s, was student-led, student-initiated. So you couldn't just go to the school with tracks or whatever. And a lot of schools now, they're shutting down CU with the poll and other things. If it's not illegal now, it probably will be soon.
Oh, interesting. I think about the school dress code. That person has to be breaking school dress code. Kids can't wear something like that.
I mean, what are you going to say? How are you going to require the kids anything after this? And then in the first scene, they're in a bar where liquor is being sold.
And that is a drag bar.
And it's illegal. It's illegal for a child to be in a bar where they serve alcohol.
Maybe they 51% serve food. And so, technically, just like if you go in, Chili's, they have a bar. Mm. It didn't look like it. It looked like it was all bar to me. But
I know they put up curtains or paper over the windows when this was going on. And they noticed a couple of reporters outside. I heard them talking about it on a podcast this morning. But they noticed a couple of well-known podcasters or reporters outside, and they would not let them come in.
I have a clip of something involving that coming up in just a minute.
Yeah, it's the same thing, I believe.
Yeah. We've got a lot of people jumping in already here. Josh says that the Holy Ghost-filled Christians would be advertising Jesus as much as Discovery Plus does Pride Month. That's true. Rich says, Matt Walsh's What is a Woman is a must-watch.
Phenomenal.
I haven't seen that yet.
It is amazing. It will blow your mind. It will blow your mind. So if you have not watched that, guys, everybody in the chat room, I would encourage you, everybody listening to me, go watch Matt Walsh. I saw where he was actually threatened, I think, today.
He's getting death threats.
Yeah, getting death threats for this, because that's what these peaceful people do on the other side of this equation.
Yeah. Well, remember, it's rules for thee, not for me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. We have Amanda says it shouldn't be happening. I understand why kids I understand why kids are in the strip club. What is the purpose of this interaction with the children?
Grooming.
Exactly. Yvonne says, like I said last week, let's get back to 3 R's. Let the parents teach what is left.
Not to go too far off on a tangent here, but don't we have just schools all around the country? I mean, mostly in bigger places, but probably smaller ones too, that just have no standards for graduating, basically. Yeah. I mean, you're literally graduating illiterate children at the high school level. So it seems like the whole point of public education at this point.
Babysitting
and stuff like this.
Yeah,
exactly. Stuff like this.
Well, for those of you who are just joining us here, right at the beginning, had a little audio problem as we was getting things ready. But what we're talking about today is we're talking about Pride and the Pride March, the Pride Month. And we've titled this session Pride Marches On because we want to give you a real clear view of exactly where this movement is headed and what they're targeting. And we want you to pay close attention to this. We've already watched two clips or a couple of clips. Noah, show us a few other things, and let's make some comments. And those of you watching, I want you to jump in on the chat. Let us know what you think about all this as we're looking at it.
All right. So this next one is, this is in Woodland, California. This is an LGBT youth group promoting their drag happy hour coming up June 30th. If you want to go to it, I know I don't. It says all ages and trip tips encouraged. And we've got pictures of the three performers there. Mud the Two-Spirit is particularly interesting. I didn't have time to do a little research into that performer and kind of find out what their deal is. But
he's definitely got two spirits, at least.
I would think more than two. This next one's great, and I warn you now, this is fixing to get a little racy. So this is not a uniquely American thing. This is something that happened earlier this month in Scotland. And I'll give a little context and explanation because their school terminology is different than ours. This is the performer Flo Job performing at a P1 school, primary one in the UK school system starts in five-year-olds, five-year-olds and six-year-olds, depending on the month they were born in. And this person also is pretty famous online, posts a lot of sexual content on their social media. So that's happening right there. If we can go back to Dallas for a second, that drag show right there, I have a little clip from outside. So to set this up, one of those reporters or independent reporters, whatever they were, they got in and have been ushered out. And then this interaction happens. So that's him in the blue shirt right there with the phone. That masked person tries to grab the phone, starts getting pushed around.
Look how many masked people there are.
Technically, that's assault.
Oh, wow.
He's ripped the mask off. And I want to point out right here, I've paused it because this person is wearing an earpiece for a walkie-talkie.
Mm.
These masked people are organized and communicating with each other. I mean,
but they don't want police there.
No. We'll get to that in a second. So it's the channel that this came from. They point
cutting.
Out this evidence of cutting on one of the other masked people. That's the slogan of the bar again, as these people are coming out. And
look at these children coming out.
Parents bringing their kids out, and some people yelling things that are probably not very productive at them. That's my opinion anyway. I don't, there was a lot of Christians outside shouting, and telling everybody they were going to hell. There's a lot of interactions that I edited out because it got pretty pretty foul languagey. But some interesting things did happen.
You know what shocks me or what strikes me is the organization behind it. And you see these guys that are behind mask and with earbuds, and they're actually, I mean, this is not something that they're just taking lightly. This is an organized movement to invade the homes, the minds of Americans around, or people around the world, not just America.
Here's the interesting thing about it is they're not, I don't think they're security for the club because, you know, I wasn't always saved. I've been to clubs, given it over two decades ago, but club security usually wore a shirt that said security. They didn't wear a mask.
Yeah.
When I think of who wears masks, I think Antifa.
Yeah.
So it makes me wonder, maybe that was Antifa.
Right.
Is there coordination going on between these groups?
Well, it wouldn't shock me at all. We've seen coordination with Antifa and others and other things. Catherine in Super Chat is saying, are the parents approving this? I can't believe they could do this without parents being aware. Unfortunately, I think the parents are aware in these situations, and it seems like the people are moving right along with it. Just absolutely demented in their thinking to allow this. Scott says this is all about grooming. Honestly, we Christians or conservatives are a generation behind. This has been slowly been progressing for 40 plus years. Totally agree with that. And we've given up way too much ground, Scott, as Christians. Jack says they are trying to make their sin normal. So in 20 years, once the kids are grown up, it will be then be more acceptable each generation.
Josh picked up on something that I didn't notice, and I've watched that clip multiple times, editing it and stuff, and that some of the parents were covering their kids' faces coming out. Not covering their kids' faces while they were at the show watching the drag queens,
yeah.
Covering their faces when they were coming out because they didn't want it seen that their kid was at that.
Yeah, I want to go back to Jack's comment here. They're trying to make their sin normal. I think it's already normal. They've already done that. And unfortunately, in the minds of most of our children, this is just some acceptable behavior. It might be different, but there's nothing wrong with it. It's been in cartoons now for at least a decade that I can remember. Chasma says, being a mother of a 10-year-old girl and a 9-year-old boy, the state of your spiritual health in our country sincerely breaks my heart. I agree with that as well. Liz says, if not stopped, it will become as normal as cell phones. Again, unfortunately, I think for those of us who are a little older, it's abnormal to us. But for the younger generation,
it is normal.
I think it's already normal for them. My son is 30 years old, but he was telling me about homosexual encounters, not with him, but with other students in high school. Again, that's been, you know, 15 years ago. So this has been going on for a while. Dave says, God have mercy on our next generation. Folks, I'm just telling you right now, we're in trouble if we don't have a move of the Holy Spirit in this nation in particular. Now, I can't speak for every other nation, but I'm just telling you this nation. All right, Noah, I know you've got more than this. Guys, buckle up. This is going to be a ride tonight.
Okay, so this next one, let me get to it here. This is Pride of Northern Idaho, Pride in the Park, family-friendly celebration of LGBTQ plus diversity. And on the website, it lists some of the sponsors. And let me just check my notes here.
It's churches.
Some of the sponsors are Calvary Lutheran Church, Community United Methodist Church,
wow,
Community of the Holy Spirit, Ecumenical Catholic Communion, which I'm guessing that's not a church. That's a... That's an ecumenical organization,
yeah,
but made up of Catholics. St. Luke's
so-called Christians.
Yeah, St. Luke's Episcopal Church and the Satanic Temple of Idaho.
Wow.
What a mix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, talk about inclusion and diversity.
Yeah, well, I mean, just think about this. We got churches in partnership with the Satanic Temple. Isn't that amazing?
Inclusion, diversity.
Connor says, saw statistics the other day that 5% of youth under 30 years old now identify as trans.
I saw that today. I think it's higher than 5% now.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I think it was 5% of 35 to 61-year-olds or something. And the under 30% is substantially higher.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm. I know you guys both grew up in the Upper Cumberland, right?
I did. Born okay. and raised Cookstown.
So I grew up in the Dallas area. And in the Dallas area, I'm 44, so we're talking mid-90s high school. In the Dallas area, I had in high school probably 4 or 5 gay or bi friends. And then they had their friends that I also knew. And I wouldn't be surprised if it was 2% in the mid-90s. And the interesting thing is my completely unsafe perspective on a lot of it was they just wanted to have sex and yeah. didn't care. It wasn't necessarily for a lot of them that they were actually attracted to the same sex or both sexes. It was that, yeah, they just didn't care.
Yeah. All right, Noah, I know you've got several other things there that you're going to show us. Guys, again, we want to know your thoughts on this. So as you're joining us today, especially in the Super Chat, specifically tonight in this show, we want to know what you're thinking about all of this. How do you feel about this as a parent? Is this okay with you? Is this something that you're willing to rock along with? And how are we going to combat this in the future? Now, we as Christians can't be violent, and we can't necessarily do some of the things that unsaved people would do when something starts pressing in on them. But how do we make a stand against this? I doubt going and just confronting people is going to necessarily make a stand. I think there's got to be some other ways. I'd like to know your thoughts in the chat room on that as well. All right, Noah, show us some other things here.
All right, let's go to New York City. And this is a post here. This is Drag Queen Storytime at a middle school in New York City. And this is a performer showing how to put on drag makeup.
I wasn't even allowed to wear makeup in middle school.
Is this at school? Is this at a school as well?
Yeah, this is a middle school in New York City.
There was another one like this too. I don't know where it was, but
yeah,
it was
and, the same thing. And this really got me thinking. What why is this so prevalent in schools? And why, when I was researching this, did I see New York City so much? And
Noah, I wonder. Just a question here. I wonder if there's a way that Christians can form a class action lawsuit against the school systems that are allowing this, or either they agree to allow this and allow us to come in and preach the gospel and hold Christian outreaches. I mean, if they're going to leverage one, why can't we leverage the other? I thought it was all or nothing. I thought if we took prayer out of the school, we had to take all religion out of school.
Well, that's the thing, is that this is not recognized as a religion. So I think the devil has already laid his attack for this. In separation of church and state, which, if you don't know, is not part of the Constitution. It was in a letter written between two founding fathers. But they're going to say, no. Christians can't come in because that's religion. This isn't religion, so they can come in.
Hmm. I think I'm going to try to do a little research on that with a buddy of mine in the Dallas, Texas area, ironically, who fights cases all the way to the Supreme Court level, and see if there is something that we can do legally and possibly maybe form some kind of class action group and get Christians around America on board and take legal action against this. Number one, having things in bars for kids. Number two, taking this into the school system. And, what is it that we can do from a legal standpoint to make a stand? Because we've got to do something here. All right, Noah, go ahead and with your next.
New York. We're standing in New York for this one. This gets really interesting because, you were asking why this is in the schools. The reason this is in the schools is because New York City is paying for it to be in the schools.
Well, tax dollars at work.
Yeah, this is from the comptroller of New York City's website. Apparently, they're pretty organized, and you can go on there and see where they spend their tax money. And they gave $90,000, or will give $90,000 in this year, 2022, to Drag Queen Story Hour New York City Limited. So we're seeing so much in New York because they want it at the governmental level. They're paying for it. Next.
Unbelievable.
This is a Pride Fest in, this is Lake County, Illinois. And this one's being, it has a...
These are rural areas.
Yeah, drag kid dress up. I like the Emerald City in the background there. That's a nice little touch. This is all at the Kitty Corner at the Pride Fest. And this is being funded by two public libraries in the area. So that's, again, that's your tax dollars at work. So one thing, and...
if they're going to give tax dollars, if they can use tax dollars for this, what can we as Christians use tax dollars for?
I'm pretty sure the answer to that is nothing because of separation of church and state.
Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to control myself.
I'm going to pause on this one because it's in Illinois. And I saw a comment by Rich about the one in Cookeville. So I just want to go on a short Mama Bear rant. We have something similar, an organized event Saturday at Dogwood Park. It is 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Do not take your children to Dogwood Park Saturday. Dogwood Park is a family-friendly place. We have the fountain. We have the playground. However, there is going to be an event, and it is titled Upper Cumberland Pride 2022 True Colors, True You. And on their Facebook page, it says, join us for the Upper Cumberland Pride 2022 in Dogwood Park, Cookeville, Tennessee. There will be live bands, drag performers, balloon artists, face painting, food trucks, vendor booths, resources, and makers. All are welcome to join. All ages, all genders, all members of the community. Let us remember that love is love and the greatest commandment is love.
Mm, great. Now we're going to quote scripture. So I would like to get a list of all the vendors that are going to be there.
If we could get
a list of all the vendors, we're going to make you aware of all those vendors so that you can make sure you don't put your dollars in their business.
Inform our shopping decisions.
Exactly. I mean, we can decide where we're going to spend our money. But one of the things that amazes me about this specific graphic and some of the others that we've seen, I mean, when you get to New York or California, that's one thing. But these are rural America that's being invaded by this. And it's mm-hmm. like this is being pushed down everybody's throat all of a sudden. They have really pulled their resources together to make this happen.
I was reading something today, and there wasn't a statistic, so I can't say this as 100% factual, but it said that most Americans cannot stand Pride Month.
You wouldn't know it by what we're seeing.
Absolutely not.
Well, I think that's because, I guess, capitalism doesn't work in media. It's not supply and demand.
Well, when I was researching today, and I talked to you briefly about this earlier, everything I was researching and I was using specific terms, it was all like censored. Everything I found, I was looking for, I don't know, like conservative type articles and blogs, and it took me hours to actually find what I was looking for because it kept pointing to anti-LGBTQ groups. Oh, yeah. And
which we would be considered one
exactly.
right now. All right, guys, let me break in here for just a moment because we got more that we're going to show you. But if you believe that this information is important, if you believe what we're showing you is information that needs to be out, I need you to do something right now. I need you to share this feed on your social media platform. Somewhere down at the bottom of your screen or somewhere, there should be a share arrow. Please share this to all of your platforms right now. Tell your friends, even text them, whatever, and ask them to get online right now. Just go to YouTube and type in Shane Warne Ministries and get online on the live chat or the live show. We need to get this information out, and we need you to help us do that, and we cannot do that. The second thing I need to tell you to do is I need you to like and subscribe to the channel because this helps us with the algorithms to get things out. And if you don't like and subscribe, then we're missing a huge audience. Right now, We have went over the 6,000 mark. Now we need to get to the 10,000 mark on subscribers. So if you could do that, that would help us tremendously as well. We're going to look at a few chats right here. So maybe, Noah, if you could slide some of them down for me, I can catch back up. They're kind of, you guys are jumping in, and I really appreciate all of your comments here. Josh is saying it's really beyond the point of protesting. Without a move of the Holy Spirit, we are truly in trouble. I agree with that 100%. One of the things that's really bothering me is I'm not so sure that the majority of churches feel the same way that we do about this. And there's so many ideas about what a move of the Holy Spirit is or isn't. And there's such division in the body of Christ concerning this issue. You would be shocked at how many people in Christianity think that these kinds of things are okay, which I'll point out here in a few minutes. And so I think we got an uphill battle with that, Josh, but I do agree with you 100%. Rich says, true, but the church has stood back and been marched over far too long.
Yep.
Now, I agree with that. We have we've been way too silent and way too lukewarm. Scott says, if you know your children are being exposed to sexual exploitation, would it be considered
child
abuse to leave them in public schools?
I would.
Common sense says yes. Mm-hmm. Common sense is not so common around here.
No, it's not. I would think it is, and I was going to comment a while ago when we were looking at some of these things in schools. For me, this is even more of a reason that we need to get organized in building our own schools as Christians. If we don't do something, I mean, I'm not going to send my child or my grandchildren to this. It's not going to happen. I don't care if I've got to move out of my house, sell everything I have, to pay for a private school. My children are not going, grandchildren are not going to this.
So I have a question for everybody, really. Now, one of the things I did when I was in Hawaii at my church there is I wrote grants, got some federal money under the Compassion Capital Program that W did. That's great and all. We did some education stuff, but not anything as grand as setting up a whole school. So that's a pretty expensive operation. You know, and unless I'm wrong, we can probably expect minimal assistance from the government for funding that. So when are Christians going to put their money where their mouth is and fund something like that?
Yeah. Yeah. Lois Black says only true prayer and fasting can we pull these strongholds down. I agree with that. You know, but I think we're going to have to do more than fast and pray. There's going to have to be some action taken.
Yeah.
And even though I agree with you, Miss Lois, I think there's more that's got to be done there. Shelley says, providing a Christian lifestyle outreach group to promote alternative to LGBTQ lifestyle outreach.
I think that's a literal uphill battle. I think it's a fantastic idea.
Yeah.
But it's a literal uphill battle. And what I mean by that is, you would be promoting a higher standard. You would be trying to get kids to live in purity. And all of society just about is against purity.
Yeah.
And the alternative is pushing away from purity, literally downhill.
Yeah. Yvonne says, this is really pushed on us. They can't say change the channel because it's on all the channels.
Yes, it is.
Well, that's true. But let me just tell you something, Miss Yvonne. My previous church, we had Christian television stations. We could get almost zero financial support for Christian television. Christians would not support Christian television. And as a result of it, you know, you lose that airway. And so we've literally given up the airways to the enemy. And if you really look, there's only a handful of Christian television networks left, specifically in America. You know, TBN and Daystar are your two biggest. You might have CTN, and then there's a few Dove and a few others that are here, but even they have started doing secular programming because there's just absolutely zero money support from Christians for the Christian media side of things. So, yeah, we've lost ground there, and I wish we could gain some of that back. Gary says they use separation of church and state that was designed to keep the state from telling us what religion we need to be to keep Christians out. I think we should be able to sue based on abuse of kids. where the heck, she goes on to say, where the heck is CPS? They remove children for less, but kids in bars is okay. It's illegal. Connor says, we keep talking about what action we can do as Christians. What about completely bowing out of society for a few weeks? No work, no school, no shopping, like COVID lockdown. Would it make a difference? So almost like a Christian Boston Tea Party. Hey, I would do it. I have no problem doing that at all. I've got enough food in the cupboard to do that for a couple of weeks.
I thought that was called camping.
Yeah, exactly. I know Connor can do it because I know where he lives. Chasma says, that's a cool name, by the way. Is it Chasma or Chasma? Taking a stand is going to start with biblically educating our kids at home before the public schools, pride, society can get to them. Parents cannot just depend on the churches.
I agree.
Well, Chasma, here's the truth about that. And as a pastor, I've been talking about this for years, decades. The world system gets your children hundreds of hours a week. Yeah. We get your children maybe 2 hours a week. Total. And right now, church attendance is at an all-time low, which means you only get 1.5 or 6, I think is the statistic, commitments a week, which means they're only going to come to one service. So if you have an hour and a half service and those kids are taught for an hour, then we're only getting your children for an hour. And before everybody says, well, the church needs to do more, well, that's the truth. But you guys have got to quit allowing T-ball to schedule practice on Wednesday nights and Sundays and take your children out of youth camps and all of that. We've got to start making church a priority for our kids and training our kids once again. And every church that I know of is facing this problem right now. There's not one church that I am familiar with that doesn't have this issue going on. So I agree, but we've also got to have parents start making church a priority. Church isn't a priority, and because of that, we've allowed everything that is to program our kids' thinking concerning everything. Kelly and Dalen says, we as believers in Christ need to stop being scared to stand up for what the Bible says. Why did we ever fall away from the truth of the Bible? Kelly and Dalen, I agree with you 100%. But I would like to hear you comment, what do you mean by stand up? So tell me what, quantify that for me. How do we stand up? See, that's the issue here. Catherine says, teaching abstinence in schools. Well, Miss Catherine, I would love for abstinence to be taught in schools, but that is long gone and that's never going to happen again, I don't think. Do you guys think?
Absolutely not. I honestly don't think we should have sex education in schools.
Yeah.
Well, and that goes back to what we were talking about last time and the origins of sex education.
Yeah. Gary says every Christian should organize and pull their kids out of school and hire a retired teacher or college student to teach a group of kids. Schools understand funding or lack thereof.
Tell me where to write my check.
Exactly. I'm in too on that. Rich says Pizza Hut, State Farm Insurance are promoting books and the dispersion of this alphabet, soup junk. Speak with your dollars, Christians. I agree, Rich.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Christy says 100% agree on that. Lady Rider says Burger King debuts Pride Whopper.
I saw this today.
Wow.
It's
with two top or two bottom.
Yes. It's really funny. So the buns, like the top part of the bun, go together, the top and then the bottom and the bottom. It is. I can't make this up.
That's the sickest stuff I've ever.
Yeah.
I have a question. So, you know, there's more sexual deviancy than just homosexuality and bisexuality. What about a Whopper with 6 or 7 buns? What about one where some of the buns are just wheat kernels because they haven't grown up yet?
Yeah, only Noah can come up with stuff like that. Shelley says, our closest Christian school is called Heritage Academy west of Monterey. Heard good things about that school. We've got a couple of Christian schools here in the Cookeville area that are good Christian schools. My grandmother, Greg says, believed in going to church every time the doors were open unless the ox was in the ditch and you couldn't go. She was a dying breed, long gone. I agree. Cody says, and by the way, hello, Cody. We love you, man. Such an important topic tonight. I've spent many hours this week thinking on it. Rich says, Christians have to be honest, look in the mirror, and realize that, as they often say, I die for my faith. Most Christians won't even attend church regularly for their faith. I agree with that, Rich, as well. Anyway, all right, Noah, I know you got more. Guys, again, we're talking about Pride marching on, and we're trying to show you just how the Pride Month is marching on and the kind of stuff that is being forced down your throat, my throat, and your children's throat. Cody is making a statement here. He said the Burger King promo has backfired to the LGBTQ community. It didn't work in their favor.
Well, good.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Here, well, hold on. I just lost the comment. Gary Rodriguez, and I think that's actually Patty, says that the Christian schools cost $8,000 a year. The public school costs $24,000 a year. Is that statistic still accurate?
I think that's correct. Close.
So this is where this little thing that we haven't heard of since the last president called vouchers comes in. So you want to talk about school choice? That's a whole nother show. I think obviously we should have school choice. Parents should be able to choose where to send their kids to school. But that's the antithesis of centralized government-run education.
Yeah. Well, they're not going to allow you to have school choice, even though that would stop a lot of this mess immediately if we could get vouchers. And that's the reason, folks, you got to go to the polls and actually vote for some people who believe in this stuff.
Please.
Vote for your school board. Don't just vote for the big-name politicians. You know, what we've seen in school boards around the country, more in the West Coast and East Coast, but still absolute insanity. Those people were voted in.
Yeah.
Those people sitting in school board meetings with a whole bunch of parents yelling at them and fussing at them because none of the parents of the kids want what they're doing. They're the people who voted for them or didn't vote against them.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Noah is going to take us back into a few more things. Do you got a few more things, Noah? I think you do.
I've got two more. So one of the things we were doing this week, all three of us, I think, we're doing our research and trying to find some stuff and came across that clip of the reporter, independent journalist, whatever he was, being assaulted outside of the gay bar in Dallas. And so I thought, this can't be the only instance. So I was looking for more clips. I texted Danielle. Danielle was looking for more clips, and we could not find any. Mm-hmm. If you search for violence from LGBTQ plus people towards protesters, you don't find it.
Which is such a farce.
Right. What you find is post after post after post of how to stay safe at the Pride Fest because the genocidal Christians are out to kill you. I saw multiple posts about the genocidal Christians being out to kill the LGBTQIA plus people.
I would like to know how many Christians have actually killed any of them.
I would argue that if anyone who said there was a Christian did kill any of them, then they're not a Christian.
Exactly. And so I definitely know that that's not there's not an epidemic of Christian murders against gay people. Now they do consider hate speech anything we do to talk out against it. What we're doing tonight is hate.
Oh, it's not just speech. So that goes nicely into our next thing. So many of you may follow Libs of TikTok on Twitter. It's fantastic if you want to see what's really going on. And all they do is literally repost what other people post. Sometimes they comment on it. Mostly they just repost what other people have posted themselves. So this happened to them this week. They got locked out of Twitter, violating their rules against abuse and harassment. You can see there, Twitter does not allow in targeted harassment or inciting other people to harass people, and that includes wishing or hoping that someone experiences physical harm. The post in question, the Libs of TikTok must delete or win an appeal if they want to be back on Twitter, is they say it's innocent. They say it's just about inclusion and acceptance. They say they don't want to confuse, corrupt, or sexualize kids. They lie.
Yeah.
That's the post. Yeah. So I guess this is this a dog whistle? Is they lie code for rise up and kill them all? Or how does Twitter justify this? So the reason you can't find the evidence of the only way you're going to find evidence of wrongdoing on behalf of the group that the media is currently promoting is if you are already following someone who happens to post it. That's the only way you're going to see it. And the extent of the bias in the media and the social media against the rational people, I would call us, and in favor of this community is really, really summed up right here. This is just, I just happened to find this in a search. This is a random person. I don't know who this is on Twitter. They say, I feel like my followers know this already, but we say no cops at Pride. That's interesting. Because police in the area make it unsafe for BIPOC, which is Black, Indigenous, and people of color.
Love when folks, they pull in the race.
Sex workers, trans people, and undocumented immigrants, and many others who have good reason to fear state violence.
Yeah, back to the defund the police movement.
Yeah, which again makes me wonder, is this connected to Antifa? Mm-hmm. Is whatever's going on there, is this all part of one thing, all pushing at the same time and just pushing away from any kind of reasonable, sane interpretation of reality?
Yeah. You know, I think it was two shows ago we actually talked about Civil War. And again, I did not bring up that topic. The liberal people on the liberal side have been stating that they feel like that we're on the verge of a civil war.
It's interesting to me.
This is
it's crazy.
It's beyond nuts.
Yeah. It's hard to come up with words to respond to some of this stuff.
Yeah. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
But. No, you're fine. I think it's interesting that in that last post, they were saying no cops at the parade. And so I was looking at the history of Pride Month or this parade.
Here we go.
Whatever we have. So the beginning.
You guys better listen to this. So this is good stuff here. Go ahead.
Okay. So first, 87% of Americans report that they know little to nothing about the history of Pride Month. I'm going to go ahead and put the person that made that tweet in that box because what they said goes along with Pride Month and they didn't even mention it. But anyway, so back in 1969, there was a local gay club in New York City called the Stonewall Inn. This was a safe place for gay men. I'm sure there were women there too, but it really talks about the gay men. And in that time, the government was very strict about the liquor law or about the alcohol license. They would not give the alcohol licenses to the gay bars. So the police would go in and fine the people. There was also a law, something about the three articles of gender appropriate clothing. So the police would also arrest those people. Well, on the early morning of Saturday, June 28th, 1969, nine policemen entered this local gay club and began arresting employees for selling alcohol without a license and anyone that was not wearing those three articles of clothing. The gay community, these transgender men, whatever they were, decided that they had had enough and they started going against the police. In total, there was about 400 people that rioted. They were throwing beer bottles and debris at the police. They were setting trash cans on fire. And eventually, the police were somehow barricaded within the bar, and the bar was set on fire. This went on for 5 or 6 days. So this is before the social movements of the 70s, where we liberated the gay community of oppression. But it's just interesting that they said that police aren't allowed there. And then this whole thing started because the gay community in one bar went against the nine policemen that was arresting people there.
So it's still the same spirit at work, even to this time. There's so much that I could talk about here. And we're running out of time. We're 50 minutes into the podcast, and we try to always wrap it up at an hour. I don't know that we'll be able to do that today. Here's what I can tell you, folks. What you're seeing is an absolute unleashing of hell in our culture. And the Bible speaks about these things very explicitly. In the book of Romans, chapter 1, verses 18 through 32, It says this: the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes have been clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. There is nobody on this planet who is going to stand before God and say that they did not know. The truth has been made known, especially on this issue. It says, because they, although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were they thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. And what you're seeing right now is the darkening of the soul of man. And it's an indication of the times that we're living in. Verse 22 of Romans 1 says, professing to be wise, they became fools, and they changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. And so literally what they did is they humanized God and they deified man. They said, we're going to be our own gods, and really God is not this high holy being that everyone says that he is. And they started making a god after their own image instead of trying to become like him. In verse 24, Romans 1, it says, therefore God gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than creator, who is blessed forever. For this reason, listen carefully, God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use of what is against nature. Likewise, also men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one for another, men with men, committing what is shameful, receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was due. Now I'm going to make a very, very hard statement. And it'll be a statement that will cause a lot of people to hate what I'm going to say, but it is the truth nonetheless. The explosion of the LGBTQ community and their dogma in the minds of every generation, specifically grooming our children, is proof that we are under the judgment of God. It is proof that the judgment of God has already been unleashed. The Bible says that God gave them up to that. There's several different types of judgments in your Bible. There's something called eschatological judgment. This is judgment that's released on the world in the last days. This has to do with last day trauma as a result of man's disobedience unto God, something like the 7-year tribulation period that is scheduled to come upon the earth. I'm starting to wonder if we're in it. And then there's something called consequential judgment. And basically, consequential judgment is whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. You do something bad, you're going to reap the reward of that. There's eternal judgment. Eternal judgment is, in my mind, the worst judgment that all of us face. That's where our eternities are determined when we stand before God for the things that are done in our body. But one of the worst judgments that is mentioned in the Bible is something called the judgment of abandonment. This is when God gives you over or abandons an individual to their choices, to their desires. So listen to what the Bible says here. The Bible says God gave them up, verse 24, to uncleanness. When God gave them over, in other words, when God abandoned them in judgment. So the result, homosexuality did not invoke the judgment of God. Homosexuality is the result of the judgment of God.
Wow.
That's a heavy thought. What I'm trying to tell you, what you're seeing right now is a sign to you and the rest of the world that God has pulled back off our society, and he has allowed us to go into a time of judgment. And proof of this, verse 26, The Bible says God gave them over to their vile passions, and they started exchanging natural use for unnatural use, men sleeping with men and women sleeping with women, and all of these other things that the LGBTQ plus community espouses. And then in verse 28, it says, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind and to those to do those things which are not fitting. I want you to listen to me today, and I also want you to look at me if you're watching this on YouTube and hear me clearly. If you promote this, if you condone this, you have a debased mind. You are demented. You have lost. You're out of touch with God. You're lost. God has abandoned you. This is not fear-mongering. I'm telling you the truth. And a lot of preachers won't tell you this because they want to tiptoe around it and they don't want to lose nickels and noses. Yeah. But I'm not interested in your nickels and noses. I'm interested in your soul. And I'm telling you right now, for these churches that got behind this garbage and promoted it along beside the Church of Satan, anybody that would do that is ignorant. This is the reason we tell everybody at this program we're going to put the smack down on stupid. I'd just like to smack those pastors. That's crazy that they would do that. Yeah. For us to do that is proof that we've lost our way. America's in trouble, folks. The whole world's in trouble. Because we are entering into a season of judgment unlike anything that we've ever seen before. And then the Bible says that when God does that, that we're filled with, this is the terminology of the scripture, that we're filled with all unrighteousness. In other words, when we get to this point, all of the stops are off. The dam has broke. And now everything is going to become acceptable. The next thing that's coming down the pipe is your acceptance of pedophilia and how that your teachers or adults should be able to rape your children if they want to, and you should be okay with that. When we just came through a season where we had women screaming in the Me Too movement that somebody needed to protect them, yet we are exposing our children and programming our children with this garbage right now.
They're already pressing that as a sexual preference for men, really for men, is that their sexual preference is adolescents and children.
Yeah, and I think last week we said they're starting that at 4 and 5 years old.
Yeah.
And then you're seeing, we just showed you video clips and posts where they're programming your children's mind, and yet we have parents who know better, who have exchanged a truth for a lie and will take their children to Dogwood Park here in a few days, or tomorrow.
Saturday.
In a few days. Take their kids to Dogwood Park and will set out there and allow their children to have a good time because it looks like a family-friendly event. And what you don't know is that every time you do that, you're allowing those spirits off of those people and that event to come into your house. And into the minds of your children.
You know, it's...
Go ahead. No. Well, I was going to say next Wednesday night at church, I'm actually going to talk about this in great detail. I've been doing some research. As you know, we're teaching through the book of Revelation. It's going to be astounding next Wednesday night, the information that I'll share. There's spirits behind this stuff. This is not a game. This is an attack of hell itself to come against the body of Christ. I'm sorry, go ahead, Miss
Daniel. No, you're fine. I needed a moment to get my emotions together anyway. But it's not even scary. It's absolutely frightening. Is the children, this whole grooming idea, this programming of the brain, what we're doing to the children is basically saying, when this man or this woman comes on to you sexually, there's nothing wrong with it. They can touch you. They can please themselves. They can do whatever they want with you.
Yeah.
And it's okay. And you can't speak up because you've seen it before. You've seen it at the club. You've seen it on your movies. You've seen it on the phone. So it's okay. You don't have to say anything. And then that child is raped.
Yeah.
And they're not saying anything because it's normal. And no one's ever told them that That's not okay.
And isn't that exactly what the point of grooming is?
Yes.
To set that up. And so my question is, how many drag shows do you have to see? How many teachers do you have to be inappropriately talked to or touched by before that becomes your normal?
Yeah. You know, Romans chapter 1, I want to go back to it for a minute. It actually lays out a sequence of abandonment. These are scary things that I'm sharing with you out of the Word of God. And trust me, I could go all over the Bible from the old to the new, from the first book to the last book. And I don't care what the queer Bible says, and I don't care what the queer commentary says. I'm telling you what the Word of God says tonight. Amen. There's a sequence of abandonment. In Romans chapter 1, it says, whenever God abandons, first of all, it starts out with a sexual evolution, vile passions. And then it says it goes to a homosexual revolution. And then it says it migrates into a depravity revolution where everything is acceptable. And what is heartbreaking to me is that this has not only become characteristic of our nation, now we're actually promoting and affirming such practices politically, legally, mm-hmm. in our educational system. We're promoting it. And I just want to go on record tonight and make hell mad and make a lot of you mad. There is a party behind this. It's called the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party have built their political platform on it, and they have made it their agenda to force it down the minds of America. And you're going to say, well, okay, Pastor Shane, why are you getting political? This isn't about politics or personalities. Let me tell you what this is about. This is about serious, hideous, damning sin. Hell is on the other side of this. For anybody who participates in it, for anybody who promotes it, hell is on the other side of this. And some of you are saying, well, hold it. As a church, as a Christian, we have a responsibility to warn, but we also have a responsibility to love people. Well, I want to tell you, love speech is not hate speech. Yeah. And love speech does warn you of an impending disaster. And that's what I'm doing today. It might sound like hate to you, but I am warning you of what is coming. And ladies and gentlemen, we have got to make a stand as Christians in our homes, in the educational system, in the political arena, in the church. We have got to get back to loving church, getting our tail. Get your B-U-T-T in church. Get your kids in church. Get your family in church. You say, well, the church hurt me. You think the church hurt you? Baby, you wait till this movement hurts you. Wait till this movement gets a hold of your kids. Suck it up. Everybody's been hurt by somebody. Get your tail in church. Get under some spiritual authority so you have some authority. And then start teaching your children the value of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Word of God. And let us start raising up a generation who loves the things of God again. And I know right now I'm going on a rant, but you can get off of here if you don't like it. I'm telling you what we've got to do. We've got to mobilize. We even got to get legal if we mm-hmm. have to. We have to. We need some Christian attorneys who will get. Maybe there's one that's watching me that'll get a heart for this. If you, as a Christian attorney, will help put the class action group together, I will amass I'll put masses of people together. I'll give you my word. I will network pastors all over America, and I will get you the support that you need to help take these things and to fight it. I'm trying to calm down because I can feel my blood pressure going up.
You know, this.
Of course, some Christian out there going to say, oh, Pastor Shane, that's not godly. That's not God. The Bible says be angry and sin not. I ain't got to the point of sin, but I am mad because I just spent the day with my grandchild, and he's not going down that path, and they're not going to get him without a fight.
And that's what it's going to take. And if you love people, if you really want to express love to someone, you are not going to allow them to go down a path that leads to destruction without a fight. And that's love.
on the Christian side, just let me look in this camera, and for those of you listening on a podcast, on a Christian side, just let me tell you how at TI is. The major denominations out there who are ordaining leaders, like bishops and the Episcopal Church, the Methodist Church, the Quakers, many others, have started ordaining these people into ministry, putting your sign of approval on them. The judgment of God is upon your denomination, your organization. Any church that would approve of this, allow homosexuals and lesbians to get on your platform and influence your people with that spirit that is on them, is not of God. Right now we've got emergent theology, which is on the incline. And what they do is they claim that Jesus is pro-homosexual and that Paul was a self-loathing closet homosexual. And tradition Krishna theology is archaic and it's outdated. And folks, I'm telling you, that's a lie from the pit of hell. That is not the case. They teach that homosexuality is a gift from God. It's not a gift from God, my friend. It's a gift from hell itself. Satan is promoting this. Emergent theology tells us that David and Jonathan were gay. That's a lie. They tell us that Ruth and Naomi were lesbians. That's a lie. They tell us that Sodom was destroyed for a lack of hospitality. That's a lie. The Bible tells you it was destroyed because of homosexuality. And so for those of you who think that this is a game, I'm telling you, the Word of God says this is not a game. And what we are encountering right now is we are encountering spiritual warfare. And we as Christians, I got to step up.
That's right. It's not a game. It's a war. And in a generation that doesn't understand war outside of the context of games, we need to be clear on this. It's not a war against people. We don't wrestle with flesh and blood. We wrestle with evil powers in the world that are pushing this. But it says we wrestle. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We do wrestle against these evil powers. We've got to get in there and fight in this war.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, just so that I'm not misunderstood, I'm going to press this a little further. Is that okay with you guys in the super chat? I hope that you guys are getting as upset as I am here. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians, it gives us a list of several words. You know, there's people say the Bible doesn't address any of this. The Bible does address it. In fact, it addresses all of it very clearly because all of this stuff has been going on since
some of it very specifically and descriptively.
It very specifically. Like for example, in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, it talks about fornicators. Mm-hmm. Well, a fornicator is a person who has heterosexual sex outside of the marriage covenant. A fornicator. The Bible condemns that. The Bible talks about idolaters. Idolaters. Now, historically, sexual deviance and idolatry walk hand in hand. So what you're seeing right now with all of this sexual deviance is you're seeing idolatry in the midst of it. And that's the reason we've got to put certain things in front of these kids. It's idolatry. And then the Bible talks about adulterers. Now, adulterers are people who have heterosexual sex with a person other than your spouse. The Bible condemns it. Homosexuals is in there. In the book of 1 Corinthians, it talks about the effeminate. The effeminate is a passive partner in the homosexual relationship. Sodomites are the active partners in the homosexual relationship. And literally, the word sodomite means to go to bed with a man. That's what it means. So what does the Bible say about all of it? Does the Bible say anything about transvestism? Absolutely, it does. Transvestism, just for those of you who aren't real clear on it, is the practice of dressing in a manner traditionally associated with the opposite sex. Well, let me tell you what the Bible says about it. Deuteronomy 22, verse number 5, a woman shall not wear anything that pertains to a man, nor shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all who do such things are an abomination to the Lord our God.
But Pastor, I already hear the pushback on this. That's the Old Testament.
Well, it's the Bible. That's the problem. Amen. There is no Old Testament, New Testament. I know King James broke them up. It is one covenant. Amen. It is one revelation given to man.
You know, it's summed up in love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. It's summed up. It's not replaced.
Yeah. Let me just go on. And we're not just talking about transsexual. I want to talk about homosexuality. Homosexuality, again, is sexual relationship with the same sex. Does the Bible say anything about it? Listen to Leviticus 18:22. You shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It's an abomination. He's talking to a man. Don't lie with a man like you do with a woman. Leviticus chapter 20, verse 13. If a man lies with a male as he lies with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination and deserve to be put to death. I want you to listen to it. That's what the Bible says, folks. I don't care what your preacher said. I don't care what your church said. Mm-hmm. I don't care what your parish said. I'm telling you what the Bible says. You say, well, no, that's outdated. Well, then you don't believe the Bible. Throw the Bible away. Quit calling yourself a Christian and walk out there and become something else.
Worship the flying spaghetti monster. Just pick something. If you're not going to pick who God says he is, then just pick something.
That's right. Bestiality, zoophilia, all these other things that they say is okay. Leviticus 18, verse 22 to 23, you shall not lie with a male like you do a woman. It's an abomination. Verse 23, you shall not mate with any animal to divide yourself with it, nor shall any woman stand before an animal to mate with it. It's perversion. Over and over and over and over again, the Bible is very clear about this stuff. But going back to Romans chapter 1, the scripture says if this stuff is exploding in our culture, it is a proof that we're under the judgment of God. America's under judgment. America is under judgment. Now, is there hope for the homosexual? Is there hope for somebody who's
absolutely.
Yes. There is hope. And I know, again, I'm coming across real mean here, and I'm not trying to be. I'm just trying to be straight as I can be. I'm trying to be a straight arrow tonight, let you know what the Bible says about the issue. All of us have sinned. All of us have fallen short of the glory of God, some in different areas. I've never had a problem with having any desire for a man. None. That's never been my problem. But if that's been your problem, let me read to you a scripture out of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11. Do you not know that unrighteousness will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, idolaters, adulterers, homosexuals, sodomites, thieves, covetous, drunkards, revilers, extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. None of these kinds of folks are going to make it into heaven. It's what the Bible says. But in verse number 11, it says, and such were some of you. But you were washed, you were sanctified, and you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus by the Spirit of our God. In other words, there were people in the Corinthian church who used to be fornicators and idolaters and adulterers and homosexuals and sodomites and thieves and covetous and drunkards and revilers, extortioners, and he said, some of you were in those camps, but you came to Christ, and Jesus brought you out of it. To the homosexual who's listening to me, to the lesbian that's listening to me, to the bisexual that's listening to me, to the pansexual that's listening to me, to whatever deviance that you're in right now, I want you to hear me today. Jesus loves you, and all you have to do is go to him and ask him to forgive you, and he will bring you out. You can be free from this perversion. Now, it's difficult because you have allowed this indoctrination to form a stronghold in your mind, but Jesus can break that stronghold.
Amen.
And yes, you can be free. Well, I'm about out of comments. Any of you guys want to add anything else here? I know you guys are loaded with a lot of stuff, but anything else that you want to add? All minds are clear, man.
Apparently so. Just look, whatever you may be dealing with, and if you've already decided to follow Jesus, then the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. If you're dealing with something, you already know. God loves you. We love you. We want to see you free from that. We want to see you prosperous and successful and doing amazing things for the kingdom of God and helping other people. Let Jesus help you. Let the Holy Spirit help you. Bring you out of all of that.
Yeah. All right, listen, before we get off here, here's what I'm going to do. In just a moment, I'm going to pray for you, but I want to remind you of a couple things. Number one, if you have not done it yet, make sure that you do subscribe to the channel and also like that, hit that big thumbs up for us. It helps us with the algorithms. We are trying to get our subscribers up to over 10,000 now. We passed the 6,000 mark. We went from 4,000 to 6,000 in less than a week and a half. So if you will subscribe, that'll help us. Also, hit that notification button so that when we have breaking news things that we decide to do a show, that it will notify you that we're getting ready to do a show so that you can be a part of it. The last thing I want to encourage you to do is, if you have not considered it, would you pray about partnering with Pam and I and with our show here? If you appreciate the information that we're giving you, partner with us. You can do that by simply texting SWM to 732-56. Again, you just text SWM to 73256. For everybody who will partner with me for $20 or more a month, what that does is helps us. In fact, I've got an appointment tomorrow with a major media company who's talking about picking up our show. And so we're going to need resources to help us do that. If you'd like this kind of information to get out into the public, partner with us. And if you'll partner with me for $20 more a month, I'll send you a hat, just my way of saying thank you. And if you don't want a hat, maybe you don't wear hats, we just got these in. These are our brand new mugs, coffee mugs. They're big too, man. You can drink a big cup of coffee out of
these. Sure, that's a 15 ounce at least.
It's a 15 ounce coffee cup. And so anyway, thank you so much for all of you who have partnered with us. We sent out hats all over the country last week, and I want to thank you to every single person and who stands with our ministry and helps us do what God has called us to do. And as always, if you don't have a church home, I want to invite you to The Bend this coming Sunday morning at 10 a.m. We're having one major corporate service right now. We're in revival, and we want you to come and join us this coming Sunday morning, 10 o'clock. We're located at, where are we located?
1810 North Dixie.
1810
just north of the college.
I went blank there for a minute. 1810 North Dixie at 10 o'clock. I promise you, you will be blessed. You'll be excited. Now listen, again, before we get off of here, before I pray, please share this feed. I can't tell you how important it is. Just copy and paste. In the shared part, there's a part where you can copy the link. Text all of your friends and send them this link and tell them, please subscribe to the channel and watch this video. Help us get the information out. You are a bigger evangelist than you think you are. You reach more people than you think you do. Just think about this. If you send it to five people and they send it to five people who send it to five people, we will reach thousands of people within a matter of 24 hours, tens of thousands of people. You'll impact the world. So help us do that. All right, I want to pray over you tonight. Thank you, Lord, for every single one of these people that have joined us either by podcast, listening to us as they drive down the road, or are joining us on this podcast video. We praise the Lord for them, and we bless them in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray today that you would help us, give us wisdom, give us direction, give us the power of the Holy Ghost, send revival to America so that we can see America turned around for your glory. Our hope is in you, Jesus, and so we trust you today. Bless all of my friends, I pray in Jesus' name. God bless you. Thank you for joining us today on Shane Warne Live.